Hi, I'm Jackie Robel with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be, and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the July-August edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Sweeteners, not all alike. How do low-calorie sweeteners affect your weight? It depends. Researchers randomly assigned 123 people who were overweight or obese to drink roughly 40 to 60 ounces a day of Kool-Aid sweetened with sugar, aspartame, like Equal, saccharin, like Sweet and Low, stevia extract, Truvia, or sucralose, Splenda. The sugar-sweetened drink supplied 400 to 560 calories. Heavier participants got larger servings. After 12 weeks, the sugar group had gained 4 pounds, and the saccharin group had gained 2.5 pounds. The stevia and aspartame groups gained, and the sucralose group lost about 1.5 pounds. But those changes weren't statistically significant. Glucose tolerance didn't change in any group. What to do? Avoid sugary beverages, but don't assume that all low-calorie sweeteners are equal. Stevia is the safest because aspartame, sucralose, and rarely used saccharin cause cancer in animals. It's too early to know if sucralose can help people lose weight more than other sweeteners. Ketogenic diets and memory. Can a ketogenic, very low-carb diet help you think better, as some people claim? Researchers randomly assigned 11 healthy people to eat a ketogenic or higher carb, lower fat diet. After 3 weeks, there were no differences in tests of memory, attention or executive function, or in mood or sleep. What to do? Don't expect a ketogenic diet to boost memory unless future studies provide good evidence. Vitamin D and diabetes. Can vitamin D supplements lower your risk of type 2 diabetes? The vitamin D and type 2 diabetes, D2D, trial randomly assigned roughly 2,400 adults with pre-diabetes to take either a placebo or 4,000 IU of vitamin D a day. When the study began, 4% of the participants had deficient blood levels of vitamin D, less than 12 milliliters, 17% had inadequate levels, 12 to 19, and 78% had adequate levels, at least 20. After 2.5 years, the vitamin D takers had no lower risk of diabetes than the placebo takers. Another recent trial also came up empty. What to do? Don't expect extra vitamin D to protect you from type 2 diabetes. However, if your blood level is deficient or inadequate, or if you've never had it tested, taking the recommended daily intake, 600 IU up to age 70 and 800 IU over 70, still makes sense to protect your bones. How many brownies? Serve people more food and they'll eat more. But does the size of each food item or the number of items matter most? Researchers offered 186 people a plate of brownies to eat while watching a video. Each plate held 1, 2, 4, or 8 brownie squares in one of three sizes, a quarter ounce, a half ounce, or 1 ounce. Overall, people tended to eat more when the plate held a smaller number of large brownies than when it held a larger number of small brownies. For example, 60% of the participants ate 2 1-ounce brownies, but only 40% ate 4 half-ounce brownies. Brownies and a mere 18% ate quarter an ounce brownies, even though each of the three plates held 2 ounces of brownies. What to do? Want to eat less? Stick with smaller size items. Salts of the Earth. What's in your salt shaker? By Lindsay Moyer. Most of the salt we eat comes from processed foods, but sometimes you need salt for recipes or seasoning. Here's our take on four common ones and which claims to take with a few grains of salt. Himalayan, nutrient dense, says Terrasoul Superfoods Himalayan Pink Salt. 84 minerals. Its website's advice, use daily in place of ordinary table salt to support optimum health and to add a full spectrum of minerals to your diet. How much of those 84 minerals can you expect? Terrasoul has good data for only 23 of them, and for most of those levels were less than one part per million. That salt's striking pink hue comes from traces of minerals like iron. A serving, a quarter teaspoon, has 0 milligrams of iron, according to the label. Ditto for calcium and potassium. Himalayan salt is dense in only 2 minerals, sodium and chloride. And the combo is far more likely to raise your blood pressure than to, quote, support optimum health. Unreal claims. Is your salt real? Asks Redmond Real Salt. Its key claims. Iodine. Ordinary table salt isn't natural because it's mixed with potassium iodide, says Redmond. Iodine is added because it's an essential nutrient, though we get it largely from seafood, bread, and dairy foods. It's used to clean milking equipment. Sugar. Many salts contain anti-caking agents and even dextrose, sugar, charges Real Salt. Yes, but you'd have to eat 8.5 cups of Morton iodized salt, for example, to get a trivial 1 gram of sugar. Minerals. Salt sodium is best when paired with potassium, which occurs naturally, along with about 60 other trace minerals in Real Salt, says the company's website. But you'd need more than 1.25 cups of Real Salt to get the potassium of a small banana. How much of the 60 other trace minerals do you get? Here's a clue. Gold and silver are on the list. Potassium to the rescue. Trying to cut back on sodium? Replace some ordinary salt, sodium chloride, with potassium salt, potassium chloride. The upside? Salty taste, no sodium, and a nice dose of potassium, which helps lower high blood pressure. Sodium-free salt substitutes like New Salt have 600 to 800 milligrams of potassium per quarter teaspoon. A small banana has 360 milligrams. The downside? Some people detect a bitter aftertaste. So try a half-sodium, half-potassium salt blend like Morton Light Salt. A quarter teaspoon has 290 milligrams of sodium, about half what regular table salt has, and 350 milligrams of potassium. Note, some diseases like heart failure or kidney disease, and some drugs like ACE inhibitors, angiotensin II receptor blockers, and potassium-sparing diuretics make it hard to excrete potassium. If that applies to you, talk to your doctor first. Keep kosher? Why do our healthy cook recipes often call for kosher salt? Kosher salt's coarse crystals mean that each teaspoon has less sodium than ordinary, finely ground table salt. That makes it easier to avoid oversalting a dish. Our recipes use numbers for Morton Coarse Kosher Salt, which has 480 milligrams of sodium per quarter teaspoon. Regular table salt has 590 milligrams. To slash sodium further, look for Diamond Crystal with just 280 milligrams per quarter teaspoon, thanks to its hollow crystals. Bonus, they dissolve quickly, making it favorite for chefs. Kosher salt has no iodine, but odds are you get enough from other foods. Still worried? Take a multivitamin. Planning a pregnancy? Take a multi for the iodine and more. And now on to our healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Flip your lid. Grab a few juicy ripe tomatoes, scoop out the centers, and spoon in your favorite savory filling. Don't have one? We've got you covered. For easy scooping, try a melon baller or a grapefruit spoon. Greek farro stuffed tomatoes. 4 ripe but firm tomatoes, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon red wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons minced red onion, a quarter teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 cup diced cucumber, a quarter cup crumbled feta, 1 cup cooked farro or other whole grain, 1 small sprig of dill, chopped. First, slice off the stem end of each tomato, scoop out, and chop the centers. Next, in a medium bowl, whisk together the oil, vinegar, onion, and salt. tossed with the cucumber, feta, farro, and chopped tomato. Spoon the farro salad into the tomato cups and top with dill. Fill her up. Stuffing possibilities are endless. Chicken or seafood salad. Try crab, lobster, shrimp, or tuna. Quinoa, spinach, caramelized onions, chopped smoked almonds. Black beans, avocado, cilantro, lime, green chili, or white onion. Bulgur, scallion, mint, parsley, walnuts, lemon vinaigrette. Or roasted peppers and eggplant, cannellini beans, balsamic vinegar, basil. Quick tip. Summertime means heirloom tomatoes. For the ripest, juiciest ones, look for tomatoes that are heavy for their size, yield just slightly to pressure, and still have their green stem attached. Right stuff. Great grapes. Fruit fans, listen up. It's Tomcord grape season, but it won't be for long. Tomcords are the tastiest grapes you've never heard of. Like Concord grapes, they're juicier and more intensely grape-flavored than the red or green grapes you can buy year-round. But Concords have small, crunchy seeds, which may explain why they often end up as grape juice or jelly. Enter USDA's grape breeding scientists. In 1983, they crossed Thompson, a seedless green grape, with Concords, then spent nearly two decades fine-tuning that hybrid. The result? The seedless sweetness of a green grape with the plump, grapey flesh of a Concord. Tip, when you're sweating through the summer heat, try freezing grapes. A short stint in your freezer and any grape variety turns into an icy sweet treat. Grapes may not measure up to, say, nutrient-packed watermelon or mango, but most varieties offer a smattering of B vitamins, vitamin K, and potassium, all for just 100 or so calories per cup. Look for Tomcords at farmers markets, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, or other grocery stores where they're sometimes called grape jammers. But don't wait. Tomcords are only here from late July through September or October, so get them while it's hot. Dish of the month, zucchini butter. Saute 2 pounds grated zucchini and half-minced onion in a quarter cup olive oil until spreadable, 10 to 12 minutes. Season with half a teaspoon kosher salt. Enjoy on toast or pasta. Makes 2 cups. Food porn. Dough no. Creative cookie dough concoctions feature huge gobs of dough at their core, gushed the Ben & Jerry's press release. Yes, instead of rooting around for dough chunks in that tub of regular chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, dough heads can now just dig into the core. What a breakthrough. So, what if 2/3 of the cup, the serving that labels must use starting in January, of the chocolate chip cookie dough core has 380 calories, 13 grams of saturated fat, and 6.5 teaspoons of added sugar? And so what if a pint has 1,140 calories, 38 grams of saturated fat, and 20 teaspoons of added sugar? Just think of it as an entire Sara Lee all-butter pound cake. A perfect snack. And that's not all. 3 months later came a second breathless press release. Ben & Jerry's is launching just the dough. Chunks spelunkers who seek out chunks of cookie dough can now enjoy all the chunks sans spoon. Gee, thanks, Ben, and thanks, Jerry, for doing your part to create a nation of doughy boys, girls, and grown-ups. Restaurant Confidential, Extreme Eating 2019 by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. Welcome to the 2019 Extreme Eating Awards. 2 out of 3 American adults and 1 out of 3 children and teens are overweight or obese. Has that led to restaurants to slim down their menus? Fat chance. Our 2019 winners, each with 1,500 to 2,300 calories and at least a day's worth of sugar, salt, or saturated fat, make the usual 1,000-calorie restaurant fare look sensible. Applause, please. Disaster Shake. Sonic's Oreo Peanut Butter Master Shake is real ice cream mixed with rich peanut butter and Oreos into a thick and creamy shake, finished with whipped topping and a cherry. The quart size 32-ounce large has a mere 1,720 calories. What, no M&Ms, Snickers, Reese's, or Butterfinger pieces on top? It's like eating 15 Oreos blended with a half a cup of lard. Who's a big boy? Enjoy 3 farm fresh eggs, fried apples, hash brown casserole, and grits, plus sirloin steak, 2 pork chops, or a country ham, says Cracker Barrel's menu. The country boy breakfast comes with all the fixins: biscuits, gravy, butter, and jam. That's all? Surely Cracker Barrel could have tossed in some waffles or pancakes. How are we going to become the heaviest nation on earth if we don't get a head start in the AM? It's like eating 3 McDonald's Egg McMuffins plus 4 hash browns for the country boy with ham. In the hole! What better way to top off your experience at Topgolf, the 25-state driving range sports bar chain, than with injectable donut holes? Topgolf supplies plastic syringes so you can inject chocolate, raspberry jelly, or Bavarian cream goo into each donut hole. Of course, you may end up sharing your 1,970-calorie order of 24 holes with friends, along with Topgolf's 1,250-calorie tater tots, 1,450-calorie chips and queso, or 1,750-calorie cheese fries. It's like eating 4 Burger King double cheeseburgers plus a large Coke. Tomorrow and tomorrow. Now you can choose any specialty pasta, chef-featured pasta, or classic pasta and take a free classic pasta home as a meal for tomorrow, says Maggiano's about its today and tomorrow pastas. Yay! Let's see you pick the braised beef al forno to start. Who knew that orecchiette pasta, beef, pepper, spinach, and truffle peppercorn sauce could hit 1,760 calories? Tomorrow, for your freebie, you could dig into, say, the 1,400-calorie Taylor Street Baked Ziti. Need more fat cells to store the extra grub? Don't worry. You'll build them, and they'll last far longer than 2 days. It's like eating 3 Pizza Hut personal pan cheese pizzas. Footlonger. The only thing better than a sandwich is a sandwich twice the size, tweeted Jimmy John's. Jimmy's 16-inch giant gargantuan comes with salami, capicola, turkey, roast beef, ham, provolone cheese, onion, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and oil and vinegar. If twice the size is better, is a triple far behind? A triple bypass, that is. It's like eating 3 Subway cold cut combo footlong subs. Cinnabomb. Cinnamon roll pancakes are cinema worthy. Playing at the Cheesecake Factory near you, weekends from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hashtag brunch, tweeted the chain. It's not easy to cram 2,040 calories into 3 pancakes, but the factory works wonders with cinnamon brown sugar, white flour, icing, and butter-infused syrup. Why not call it brunchinner? It's like eating 11 Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts. Who's the boss? 5 meats, 1 burger, 100% boss, said the 2018 news release announcing Chili's The Boss Burger, which comes with fries and pickles. The burger all other burgers report to, says the menu. Smoked brisket, rib meat, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, bacon, cheddar, lettuce, tomato, house barbecue, and house-made ranch. We dare you. So what if 70% of adults are already overweight or obese? So what if those meats boost the risk of colorectal cancer? Chili's has burgers to sell. It's bottom line, we don't care about you. It's like eating 3 McDonald's triple cheeseburgers plus large fries. Belly Buster. We're bringing in better ingredients and the best chefs to craft craveability that you'll only find at Dave & Buster's, says the Arcade and Sports Bar's menu. Take the chicken and waffle sliders. Only the best chefs could turn white flour, sugar, and other quote, better ingredients into 2,340 calories worth of fried chicken, bacon, mini Belgian waffles, maple syrup, and tater tots. It's like eating 8 Eggo waffles plus 8 Jimmy Dean pork sausage patties doused in half a cup of maple syrup. A Body in Motion, What Matters, What's Malarkey by Caitlin Dow. The evidence is in. Walking, running, swimming, dancing, pushing, pulling, playing, and more can keep your brain and body in shape. Here's the latest on why and how to stay in motion. Why bother? Even after a relatively short bout of moderate intensity activity like brisk walking, we think better, says Kathleen Janz, professor of health and human physiology at the University of Iowa and member of the committee behind the 2018 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans. We also sleep better, which includes falling asleep more quickly and sleeping more soundly. A single bout of exercise can also temporarily lower blood pressure, make insulin work better, and taper anxiety, and the benefits build up over time. People who exercise have a lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and many types of cancer, notes Janz, and people who are more active live longer. Bottom line, what are you waiting for? Take a hike. Sit less, move more. The big number. The average U.S. adult sits 6.5 hours a day, announced the Washington Post in April. That was 1 hour longer than the average person sat in 2007. Too much sedentary time is linked to a high risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, some type of cancers, and early death, says Janz. How much is too sitting? It depends on how active you are. There is a sliding scale where individuals who are very sedentary and aren't getting moderate to vigorous activity are at greatest risk of early death, Janz explains. But as you increase your level of activity or reduce your sitting time, or do both, your risk of dying early is dampened. Bottom line, it's now more clear than ever that you shouldn't sit when you don't have to, says Janz. Every bit counts. Under the old physical activity guidelines, to reach your moderate intensity aerobic exercise target, at least 150 minutes a week, each bout had to last at least 10 minutes. No more. Newer evidence shows no differences in health outcomes like blood pressure, blood sugar, body weight, and cholesterol in people who accumulate their moderate to vigorous exercise in episodes lasting either less or more than 10 minutes, says Janz. That's really freeing because exercise can seem daunting. We now have evidence that's consistent with what we've been telling people for years, like park farther away from your office or take the stairs. Those little things add up. Bottom line, get your heart rate up as often as you can, even if it's just for a few minutes at a time. Don't count on calorie counts. Your fitness tracker, treadmill, or stationary bike can count the calories you burn. Just don't put too much stock in those numbers. Trying to determine how many calories somebody is burning is not easy, says John Porcari, professor of exercise and sports science at the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse. Porcari writes the calorie burn equations for some companies that make exercise machines. Two key factors. First, the more work you do, the more calories you burn, notes Porcari. Work is the amount of effort you exert and for how long. Second, a bigger person burns more calories because they have more body to move. If a machine doesn't consider body weight, you have to question how accurate it is. And machines also can't control for other factors. For example, fitness level. Beginners often have more extraneous movements than seasoned exercisers, so they burn more calories doing the same activity, says Porcari. Handrails. If you hold onto the rails on a treadmill or stair climber, you burn fewer calories. Walking or jogging. You burn more calories per minute when jogging than walking, but a treadmill can't tell if you're walking fast or jogging slowly. How far off are most machines? They may be as much as 20 to 30% higher low, says Porcari. So if you burn 300 calories, your bike may say anywhere from 210 to 390. What about Fitbits, Garmins, Apple Watches, and other fitness trackers? Their calorie estimates are often worthless, says Porcari. Some try to quantify how much work you're doing based on your heart rate, your speed, and the number of steps you take, but it's difficult to get an accurate read. In one study, Porcari used a portable metabolic device to get an accurate read on the number of calories burned by 20 volunteers as they walked, ran, did elliptical exercise, and perform basketball drills. He compared that to the numbers from 5 fitness trackers that the exercisers wore. The trackers were off by 13 to 60%. They were okay for walking, says Porcari. They weren't very good for running or on the elliptical, and they were absolutely terrible on the basketball drills. When you get into more complicated movement patterns, the equations really fall apart. But don't throw out your Fitbit. The absolute number you might get might not be accurate, explains Porcari, but you can use them as a rough guide to make workouts harder or longer. Bottom line, don't take calorie-burning numbers literally, especially not to reward yourself with a latte or a scone. Get better at falling. When you fall, you can sustain injuries like a hip fracture, a concussion, or musculoskeletal injuries like sprains and strains that keep you homebound, says the University of Iowa's Kathleen Janz. But people who are physically active are less likely to fall. Falls aren't always avoidable. If you have a winter like we just had in Iowa, people slip and fall, says Janz. I fell about 5 times, but evidence shows that if you're physically active and you do fall, you're less likely to sustain a serious injury. One reason? Stronger bones. Maybe you fall, but you're less likely to have a catastrophic injury like a hip fracture, says Janz. And active people have better muscles, she adds. You're actually better at falling. Your body can make subtle adjustments that minimize the damage when you hit the ground. Which exercise can prevent falls? Walking isn't enough, says Janz. Instead, aim for a mix of aerobic, strengthening, and balance exercises. Balance training could include Tai Chi, dancing, or even switching from walking forward to moving side to side, explains Janz. And 2 or 3 types of exercise can be rolled into one event. You can dance, play tennis, take a Zumba class, or even play games with your grandkids at home or on playground equipment when you're continuously shifting your body in relation to the environment. Outdoor activities have advantage, adds Janz. If you're on a treadmill, you're just doing the same thing repetitively. But hiking, where you're going up and down and moving over uneven ground, is aerobic. It strengthens muscles and it improves balance. Bottom line, the right mix of exercise can reduce your risk of falling or getting badly hurt if you do fall. Well, that's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening and have a happy, healthy summer.